Welcome to Just a Minute.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons. And as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but around the world. And also to welcome to the programme four talented performers who are going to show their skill with words and language as they try and speak on a subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition or deviation. And they are seated on my right, Paul Mutton and Josie Lawrence, and seated on my left, Zoe Lyons and Lee Mack. Please welcome all four of them. Beside me sits Hayley Sterling, who's going to help me keep the score, and she will blow the whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And we begin the show this week with Zoe Lyons. Zoe, the subject I have in front of me is Off the Beaten Track. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
Whenever you go travelling, it's always wise to get off the beaten track, unless, of course, you're on a trekking holiday when it is not the done thing, because you might end up in the wilderness away from everything and not know where you are. So I advise people in a city or an environment where there are things to explore out with the beaten track to go there and find restaurants that they wouldn't ordinarily see. Eat the food the locals eat. See the...
Lee Mackhans.
I mean, I was trying to ignore it, but those two eats were very close together.
They were very close together.
It doesn't matter how close they are or how separated.
Yeah.
She did repeat it.
She did repeat it.
So you get a point for a correct challenge, Lee.
Thank you.
And you take over the subject. 35 seconds are available if you need it. Off the beaten track, starting now.
Sometimes in life, I sometimes think that I...
Oh, Zoe challenge.
There were two sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were closer than my eats.
That's true, isn't it?
There was barely a whisper between those.
I may as well
sometimes.
Have just said sometimes.
Zoe, correct challenge. And there are still 31 seconds off the beaten track, starting now.
Whenever I go for a walk, I like to go off the beaten track because you never quite know what you're going to see. It doesn't need to be somewhere abroad or something foreign. Even in your...
Who challenged?
Sorry,
Zoe?
I was holding my thumb too tight.
Yes, because she said somewhere and something.
Yeah.
You heard the sum and you pressed, right. So an incorrect challenge, Zoe. You've still got the subject. And another point, of course. And you have 22 seconds off the beaten track, starting now.
Even in my own hometown, I will sometimes take a different route.
Paul, you challenged first.
A hesitation, sadly.
There was a hesitation.
It was a mild breakdown, I think, Paul. That's what happened there. It was...
Paul, the correct challenge. Off the beaten track is the subject. 16 seconds are still available, starting now.
As I crossed the Sahara Desert with Nicholas Parsons as my travelling companion, we realised soon that we were off the beaten track. Cannibalism was our only option. So I looked towards him, I saw the upper flesh of his arm, and I thought to myself, I'm going to bite into that and I don't care who knows it.
Saved by the whistle. Paul, you were speaking as a whistle. When did you gain that extra point? You're equal with Zoe Lyons in the lead, one ahead of Lee Mack. And Lee, it's your turn to begin, or we'd like you to take the next round. The Northern Lights. Tell us something about those in this game, starting now.
The Northern Lights, of course, are the Aurora Borealis, but not the ones on the Golden Mile at Blackpool, which I would prefer to talk about because I know more about that than the previous one that I mentioned. But I'll do my best. What makes it so green? Magnetic fields and plasma are to guess, and possibly some magic and something to do with the Jolly Green Giant.
Zoe, you challenge first.
There were two greens.
Yes. So, Zoe, you've got in first. Repetition, another point, 36 seconds. The Northern Lights starting now.
I was lucky enough to witness the Northern Lights in northern Alaska back in 2016. It was an incredible experience. Up a snowy hill in all of my gear, all done up against the cold. It was an amazing aurora that exposed itself in the sky above us. And we stood there glistening in the icy air, experiencing this ethereal.
The audience were laughing there as much as Zoe's facial reactions as she tried to struggle to get
painful.
Another word for ethereal. But Paul, you got in first with a challenge.
Hesitation, sadly.
Yes, it was hesitation. The Northern Lights with you, Paul. You have 9 seconds if you need it, starting now.
In 1985, I was doing a gig in Aberdeen with an act called Mark My Words, and at the end of that show, we looked at Northern Lights, which was the best part of the evening, to be precise, as they...
So Paul Merton was then speaking as the whistle went. He gained that extra point for doing so. He's taken the lead, one ahead of Zoe Lyons and then Lee Mack. And Josie, it's your turn to begin now.
Was it?
The subject is my worst job. Can you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Well, my worst job, I don't want to talk about it. So I'll tell you about my worst job. It was a part-time job in the 80s. I was starting off as an actress. And there are many times when you're in between jobs. I was a waitress sometimes. I helped at corporate events. But one day a friend of mine said, would you like to help? There's a bloke who wants us to do some publicity for him. And I thought, oh, some kind of PR work, maybe sorting out TV interviews or newspaper things. And so I went with him to this tiny little office in this awful area of London. And the man behind the desk said, here's your paste, here's your posters, and there's a moped on the road for you. I found myself on this dreadful rusty machine scooting along towards Hammersmith Flyover with my bucket full of glue and those...
So Josie Lawrence, worst job, kept her going for the full 60 seconds. She gets a point for speaking when the whistle went and gets a no bonus point for not being interrupted. And she's still in third place. But well done, Josie, well done. Paul Merton, your turn to begin. The subject is going to the fair. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
There are some fair rides I don't like because I suffer from vertigo, but undoubtedly the ghost train is my favourite. I used to love this as a kid. The little train... Oh.
Zoe, challenge first.
Two trains, yes. Very close to each other, which is unusual in this country.
Yes. Yes, but one of them was a ghost.
So, Zoe, a correct challenge, a point, of course, for that. And you have 50 seconds if you need it. Going to the fair, starting now.
I remember going to the fair as a child, and I used to get my dad to try and win me a goldfish on the coconut thing. He sometimes did, which made it a problem because I couldn't actually have a pet at home, so we had a sup...
Oh. Lee, you challenge.
Bit of hesitation.
There was a massive hesitation. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Yeah. I was going to say fish supper, but that's inappropriate in vegan area anyway. Really not appropriate.
So, Lee, you had a correct challenge. You have 39 seconds if you need it. Going to the fair, starting now.
My favourite thing about going to the fair as a child was the candy floss stall, and it was fantastic. Unfortunately, my mother did have pink hair, and it caused all sorts of mishaps when I was licking, and sometimes I'd be actually using my tongue on the top of her head instead of eating the nourishment of the sugary snack. Father would say to me, "Don't lick your mother's head, you weirdo," and I would say, "You can't talk to me like that. You're not my real dad. You're called Steve." And I used to get really angry. And then I was taken back to the place where I had to live away from my parents, and it was quite traumatic. And I'm actually...
Have we moved away from going to the fair? As traumatic
sometimes
as it is.
Just comes out.
Yeah, it all started at the fair, but I think he did move a bit far away from it, Paul, yeah. And you've got in 6 seconds to go. Deviation, obviously.
There was a bigger R than the fact that I was taken away from my parents. Weird, wasn't it?
No.
Not very sympathetic. We'll use that one.
Give him a bigger one. Go on. There you are.
Thank you. My traumatic childhood seems all right now.
And he's upset. Give him a point as well, because he's only... But, Paul, you have a point for a correct challenge, and you have... 6 seconds to go. Going to the fair, starting now.
The roller coaster, up and down, around and round.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Zoe. It was a round and round, wasn't it?
Yes, a round and round.
I thought he said round and round, and actually what Paul said was around and... Actually, now I'm not even sure.
If he said round and round, that's repetition.
No, he said around
he said around.
Around.
Around. I knew it was a risky round. Strategy. I didn't.
So, Paul, an incorrect challenge. You did say round and around.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yes. Yes, that's it.
Paul, there are still 2 seconds to go. Going to the fair, starting now.
The phantom carriage came towards me.
So Paul Merton was then speaking as the whistle went. Gained that extra point. You've increased your lead over the other three at the end of the round. Zoe Lyons, we're with you to begin now. And the subject is Walt Disney. Tell us something about that amazing man in this game, starting now.
Walt Disney was, of course, a very famous animator and creator of cartoons. I think his most famous piece of work was Minnie Mouse. And...
Paul Challenge.
Mickey Mouse is probably more famous than Minnie Mouse.
The most famous wasn't Minnie Mouse.
Oh.
Yeah,
Mickey
but
Mouse.
We're living in a very modern society, Paul.
Yeah. Mm. Hashtag Minnie Mouse too. it's equal rights now for rodents within the cartoon.
So
can I just
Mickey
put on
Mouse.
Record that I think both the male and the female mouse had equal billing, and I think they were both fantastic. Thank you very much. Good night.
Mickey Mouse was his creation.
Mickey Mouse was the creation, but he'd have been nothing without Minnie. But he did create Minnie.
He did create Minnie, but Mickey was his...
And I think she's the greatest one.
That was his first creation
and
his most famous one.
Yeah. Mm.
So, Paul, a correct challenge. 50 seconds are available. Tell us something about Walt Disney, starting now.
When he produced Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, it was the world's first full-length animated feature, something that most people didn't think would be possible, that you could tell a story with these cartoon figures that could last more than an hour and a half. Now, if we think of the names of these diminutive people, we have Sneezy, Dopey, Nicholas Parsons, Doc, and many others. Of course, unfortunately, our chairman was cut out of the final movie because there were originally 8. And it's a shame, because this would have been his international debut on the Hollywood stage. At that point, he was sitting over there and he was saying to himself, do you know what? I can't say Nicholas Parsons again, but I want to. I want to.
I can't give you a bonus point for outrageousness, but Josie, you challenge first.
Yes, the repetition of you.
Yeah.
Which I think is wonderful.
Some people say you can't have too much of me, but...
Exactly.
Right, so Josie, a correct challenge. 16 seconds, Walt Disney, starting now.
What's wonderful about Walt Disney is, of course, he's given us Disney World. And I took my family there once. It is such an amazing place. You have Minnie and Mickey and Pluto and Donald Duck all coming to greet you. It's like being...
So Josie was speaking as the whistle went. Gained that extra point for doing so. She's moved forward. She's equal in second place with Zoe Lyons and then Lee Mack. And just ahead is Paul Merton. Lee, we're back with you to begin. The subject, a champagne breakfast, starting now.
Champagne breakfast. Just those words sound so exotic and posh and luxurious. But when you say something like, I can't leave the house without 3 bottles of white lining cider, it suddenly sounds very much like you need help. What is it about champagne breakfast that sounds so glamorous?
Josie Challenge.
Repetition of sounds.
Yes.
Did I say sounds twice?
3 times.
Mm. Why didn't you get me on the second one then?
I like you too much.
But... But not enough for 3.
No.
Not the first person to say that to me.
Josie, a correct challenge. A champagne breakfast is with you, and there are 42 seconds available, starting now.
So I'm lying in a 4-poster bed, crisp white sheets. I can see the... Sorry, I was thinking of something, so...
That's a mistake in this show.
Mm. Oh, it was a good memory. Mm. Anyway... Made me go all red.
You're blushing at the thought of what actually happened.
Yes.
How exciting. Can you tell us now?
No.
Oh. Did you pop the cork yourself?
No. There were was a lot of repetition.
Was there any deviation?
No. And no hesitation.
No. Right.
And it took just a minute.
I think they all deserve bonus points, but leave it at that. Say, Paul, you challenged first, didn't you?
Yes, it was a hesitation, sir.
Yeah, and there are 35 seconds available still. A champagne breakfast starting now.
As I eased the cork away from the bottle and watched the bubbles bubbling up, I poured it into the glasses. I handed her one and I kept the other glass for myself. And then I started to drink the amber liquid. It tickled the back of my throat and I looked at her and I realised something. We were both drunk. It was only 8:30 in the morning. The hotel had brought us the champagne. Knock at the door, the waiter had it on a silver platter, and I took it in my hand and I said to myself, and I then turned to her, I said, this will be a morning you shall never forget.
Is there any challenge?
There was a repetition of said.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, right, she did, yes. What a pity, because it was getting so exciting, wasn't it?
Oh.
But Zoe, you've cleverly got in with 1 second to go. And the subject is a champagne breakfast, starting now.
Champagne for everyone, I say.
So Zoe Lyons speaking as the whistle when gained that extra point. She's now just ahead of Josie Lawrence. She's 2 or 3 ahead of Lee Mack. And they're all training Paul Merton, who's in the lead. And Josie Lawrence, it's your turn to begin. My choice of coffee. Oh. Gosh, there's so many. But tell us what you think and like, starting now.
Well, as Nicholas said, there is such a choice now. It makes me very anxious because I feel ashamed to say that my choice of coffee is instant. I particularly like, I don't know if I can say it because it's advertising it, but I love the Loch Ness Cafe type thing that you have. If you take the lock off, that's my fave.
Paul challenge.
Repetition of lock.
No, because one's Loch Ness and one's lock.
Is Loch Ness one word?
It isn't, is it?
So, Paul, a correct challenge. My choice of coffee, Paul, starting now.
Well, when I was younger, my mother used to make coffee the Irish way, which tended to be sort of make it with milk, and then you would... Have I said make twice? No, 3 times, is it?
Lee challenge.
Well, you have now.
Yeah.
So, we give you the subject. 30 seconds. Another point, of course, my choice of coffee, starting now.
I love vanilla-flavoured coffee, and I also like the hazelnut variety. I'm also a big fan of the cappuccino, and that's why I invested recently in a milk frother. I do chocolate sprinkles, and I'm even sad enough to say I've got the little template that makes a heart, and I take it up to my wife and apologise for all the things I've done over the last 20 years. Sometimes it comes with a wafer, and sometimes I dip it... Is it sometimes again?
Yeah. Yes.
What is it about sometimes? I must do things more often.
Yeah. Right, Paul, what was your challenge?
A repetition of sometimes.
Yes, 8 seconds with you, Paul. My choice of coffee is starting now.
Cappuccino is absolutely superb. I love the steaminess of it. And then the bitter of the drink. I take it into my mouth.
Paul Merton speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point and has increased his lead at the end of the round. And Paul, we're with you to begin the next round. And the subject now is cling film. Tell us. There's nothing funny about it.
No, as I shall demonstrate.
Anyway, cling film's the subject, Paul. 60 seconds starting now.
I don't know anything about it.
Josie, you challenge first.
Yes, hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. So there are 58 seconds for you, Josie. Cling film, starting now.
I lived in an organised squat in the 80s for a while, and full of artists, and we used to have parties every night. And on one occasion, we had a fancy dress do, and this lad called Tom got some cling film and went as the Inside Out man. He covered his body in cling film, and in his stomach area, he put baked beans. In his long... bit.
In his long bit?
Well, I was going to say area and I couldn't. In his long bit.
Paul, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was a hesitation there. And This is a boring subject, isn't it?
I'm sorry, Nicholas. I thought the Inside Out Man was very clever.
Yeah, it was.
And it's a true story. Yeah. They're all fag ends.
Darling,
in bit.
I thought what you did with it was brilliant.
Yeah.
But I've just said it was a boring subject.
Yeah.
The subject can be boring, but you can be brilliant with a boring subject. Cling film, Paul. 32 seconds, starting now.
I don't know anything about cling film.
Josie, you've got it back
hesitation.
Again.
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed. Another point to you. 30 seconds, Josie. Cling film, starting now.
My pal, who was trying to lose a bit of weight, said she'd gone on YouTube and she'd seen this woman talk about how you can get rid of those unwanted pounds by using cling film. But you needed a friend to help you do it because you had to pull.
Lee Challenge.
Friend repetition?
Yes, you went on a friend, went to...
Oh, right,
friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you started off by saying about a friend. Well, listen, Lee, 15 seconds. Can you tell us something about cling film starting now?
One of the greatest practical jokes in the world is to stretch the cling film over the toilet, put the lid back down and watch people wee on it, and then it goes all over their feet. And there's another version to that story, which I can't tell, but it's...
So Lee Mack, speaking as the whistle went, gained the extra point. He's now equal with Zoe Lyons and Josie Lawrence. In second place, they're training Paul Merton. And Zoe, it's your turn to begin. Table Mountain. 60 seconds if you need it, starting now.
Table Mountain, of course, sits majestically behind the beautiful South African city of Cape Town. It is called Table Mountain because it has a very, very flat top and you can play ping. I said very, very,
Challenge,
didn't
very,
I?
Very, very, yes.
Very, very. 2 seconds in,
Challenge
Zoe.
First.
A repetition of very, very.
Yes,
it was very, very, very.
And 50 seconds, very. Repetition, Table Mountain's with you, Paul. 50 seconds starting now.
Well, as Zoe said, Table Mountain is in Cape Town in South Africa, very near Chair Valley, and it's a magnificent structure when you look at it because it's not really at all any kind of sort of structural thing to it. It was created by...
Zoe Challenge.
I think there was two structures.
Structure and structural.
Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. Got overexcited. I want my table back.
Yeah. Oh, what a pity. Right... An incorrect challenge. So, Paul, another point. 39 seconds available. Table Mountain starting now.
I'm not very good with heights, so I've never been up to the top of Table Mountain. There is a cable car that takes you all the way, which I suppose is useful because there's no point in stopping halfway there. And when you get up to the top of Table Mountain, I believe there is a magnificent... There must be a view from up there that you can see all kinds of parts of Cape Town when you look down on that magnificent city. Although, when I believe that one person went up there and they saw for the first time the most extraordinary sight, as they gazed towards the sea and they saw the light glimmering off the azure blue, they realised that Table Mountain was giving them something in their soul which they'd never contemplated before. It was almost as if God was opening up his arms and saying, look, here I am.
So Paul Merton, speaking, and the whistle went, gained that extra point, and he has surged forward. He's in a strong lead ahead of the other three. Lee Mack, it's your turn to begin, and the subject now is horse riding. Tell us something about the subject in this game, starting now.
It is a genuine true story that in 1985, my first job was as a stable boy at the Red Rums Stables, but I wasn't able to ride, so I used to take the horses out around the streets as a walk. And one day, it is absolutely gospel that this horse got a little bit aroused, and I don't know if you've seen a horse aroused, but I promise you, it ended up taking the wing mirror off a Ford Anglia.
See the insurance claim for that, wouldn't you?
Josie, you challenged before the payoff. And
repetition of arouse.
Yes. Josie, a correct challenge. 38 seconds are still available. Tell us something about horse riding starting now.
I absolutely adore horses, but I always think, since reading Gulliver's Travels, that I was too far down in the chain for them. There was something very wise about them. So it was only when I got to Cuba and I was on the Mogote Mountains, which are very like the Table Mountain, that...
Lee Challenge.
Well, I was going to say mountains, but it was a mountain and a mountain, wasn't there?
Right, yes,
you very cleverly sucked me into your little world.
I did not.
You did that deliberately, didn't you?
Yeah.
You got me, well done, thank you, Carol.
An incorrect challenge. Thank you, Lee, for that. I don't know what you were talking about, man. Josie, an incorrect challenge? Another point to you, 20 seconds available. Horse riding starting now.
My guide said, would you like to go on the horse? I said, I've never been on a horse, but he put me on it. And off we went up the mountain.
Paul challenged.
Hesitation in the middle of mountain.
Yeah, I know, I was saying mountain again.
Yes, well done, Paul. 11 seconds available. Horse riding, Paul, starting now.
As I looked into the eyes of the steed, I realised there was something between us that could never be explained in sheer words. It was Nicholas Parsons in horse form. He'd been reincarnated. I knew it was him because he was wearing a cravat.
Paul Merton speaking as the whistle wind gained that extra point. And we're moving into the final round. Zoe Lyons and Lee Mack are equal in third place, just behind Josie Lawrence, who is a few points behind our leader, Paul Merton. And Josie, it is your turn to begin. And the subject, paranormal activity. That's a tough subject to talk about, isn't it? Starting now.
Well, there was one previous programme of Just a Minute where I told people about a scent that suddenly would appear in my house. So I am a believer in paranormal activity. But one thing I always find strange when you watch TV programmes that are all about hauntings is they almost invariably do it in the dark. Does that mean that these phantoms only come out at night? Do they look during the day and think, oh no, it's a bit bright, I'll wrap myself up in ectoplasm and hide under the floorboard until Yvette comes out and gets me blah 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 blah.
Lee, you challenge first?
Yes, a bit of hesitation there, yeah, I thought, just a little bit.
Yes. So Lee, you have the subject. And there are 20 seconds still available. Can you tell us something about paranormal activity starting now?
I don't believe in ghosts and never have done, but what I like to do is to go round to Josie Lawrence's house and hide in the wardrobe and come out, but never during the day. It's far too bright. She never turns the lights off, but at night I will really spook by putting a sheet over my head. But people believe any old nonsense nowadays, don't they? There's definitely no such thing as ghosts.
Zoe challenge.
Two ghosts. Yeah. I don't believe in ghosts. There's beginning. No such thing as ghosts.
I don't believe in ghosts. Yeah.
Mm. But they very much have come back to haunt you here.
Zoe, you've got in with 3 seconds to go. Oh. A point, of course. Paranormal activity is starting now.
I once went to a haunted castle in Ireland, which was supposed to...
So let me give you the final score. Oh, it's all very close. Josie Lawrence, Lee Mack and Zoe Lyons are all equal in second place. Yes. And they've all trailed Paul Merton, who got a lot of points in this show. So we say, Paul, you are our winner this week. It only remains for me to say thank you to these fine players of the game, Paul Merton, Josie Lawrence, Lee Mack and Zoe Lyons. I thank Hayley Sterling, who's helped me with the score, blown her whistle so delicately. We're indebted to our producer, Matt Strong, and we're deeply indebted to the creator of this amazing game, Ian Messiter, and we're indebted to this lovely audience here. From our audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the team, goodbye, thank you, and tune in again when we take to the air and we play Just a Minute!